We are on Daf, Peches Amit Beis. We have to learn the Taisus, and on the Sugya, let us just quickly go over the Gemara. Mosiv Mar Zutra, Ezer Geirona Lamaisres, which is the Goyin Lamaisres, Bekishoin Bidluyim Mishayif Kisu. Shif Kisu means when the Perach and the Kishoim and Bluyim will fall off. Omar Rabbi Yasi Mishanitl Pikishalah. My love, that's the Gmar Meloche. My love, Mishayif Kisu Afilu Besode. That means, it says that the Goyin is as soon as the Perach falls off, so it's chayiv b'maisres. It doesn't mention at all that you need riyas pnei abayis. So it's a kasha and rabbiani and rabbi yochanan. So the Gemara answers loy misheyivkisu babayis. No, it means that when as the goyren lemaisres, if there was already riyas pnei abayis, and it was Yivkesu Babayis, so then you have everything. You have Riyas Pnei Abayis plus the Gmar Meloche of Yivkesu. So the Gemara says, if the Mishnah means that the Pikos was after it entered the Bayis, Ihochi Misha Yivkesu, when will be Yivkas, Acha Yivkesu mi boile. It should have said at. That means till. I mean, not only do you need Riyas Pnei Abayis, but you also need, it should be Yivkesu. So the Loshen, Misha Yivkesu Ishvel. So the Gemara says, no, he couldn't say Acha Yivkesu. Itone Acha Yivkesu Havamina ad the Gomar lepikusayu. I would think that the Perach of all the Kishuyim Edluyim have to fall off. Kamash Malom Misha Yivkesu Michi Aschuli Pikusayu. As soon as they start falling off, so that is called Gmar Meloche. You don't need that all of them should fall off. But really it means that the Pikus is after the Riyas Pnei Abayis. Let us see Taisvis. My love, Mishayiv Kisu Besode. It says Mishayiv Kisu, that means as soon as the Perach will fall off, so that's with the Zachi of Maisa. So Taisvis says, Loimotzi Lishnuye Midarabono. So Taisvis, let's say a Teretz. Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, that said that you need Riyas Pnei Abayis, that's Mina Teire. Mida Rabbonon, you don't need Riyas Pnei Abayis. So Mamela, so let us say, Eise Gerona Lemaisres, could mean Mida Rabbonon, there's a Chiev already to give Maisa, a fellow before Riyas Pnei Abayis. The Muchach Beseif HaMevi Kadiyayim, da filu midarabonon lekova bigmar meloche lechudo. From the Gemara and Beye, it would seem, gmar midarabonon, it is not sufficient gmar meloche. The bosa gmar meloche beinen shabbos vechotzer umekach likvoya. That means midarabonon, we need some sort of a kvias after the gmar meloche. Shabbos or Chotzer or Mekach, but Gmar Melocha alone is afilu midarabonon, it's not chayiv. So you can't say Mishayiv Kisu Basode means that midarabonon as soon as was Gmar Melocha Besode, it's chayiv b'maisres, because you need afilu midarabonon, you need something more than that. So, if you're telling me that, forget about Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yanai who said that Minatoyre Nidri is Pnei Abayis, but there's a Mishnah in Beye that says midarabonon after gemar meloche, you need some sort of a kviyas, Shabbos, Chotzer, Mecca, you need some sort of a kviyas. And here it says, mishayifkesu. And the Gemara learns, my la mishayifkesu basode. So why are you asking and Rabbiane and Rabbi Yochanan ask on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, klor and beye, that gemar meloche alone is not enough. Vim toima ad porich minei le Rabbi Yanai ve Rabbi Yochanan, tikshe minei ala Mishnah, shematzricha chotzerach gemar meloche besoif ha-mevi kadayayin. So, this is tamazay problematic. What are you asking on Rabbi Yochanan? There's enough in the Mishnah that you cannot learn mishayivkesu means mishayivkesu basode, that's called gerona lemais. So Taisus says two terutzim on this kasha. V'yesh loyma. Tavamotza lemaim aletaymech. Yeah, the Gemara could have said that. You can't learn mishayivkesu basode because then there's a kasha from the Mishnah. So the Gemara could have said letaymech. How can you learn like that? Fine. Inami, now Taisus says a second time. The Shema kishuyim edluyim b'nei goyreninu. Could be kishum edluyim, you make a goyim. Ulekach ein kosha al ha-mishneh de matzrecha chotzer. The Mishnah that says you need chotzer, the ikal ukmi, could be the Mishnah speaking about b'midi delav b'nei goyim. The Mishnah is speaking about something that there's no goyim. So mamele, there you need, so gemar meloch is not enough. Vloi porich elo l'rabiyanei v'rabi yoichanen dafilu b'chitim usoirim that there is a goyren ma'atzachi chotzo. So mamele, that was the kasha. That means stamazoi. We'll see as the sugya progresses, there's a sfora, something that there is a goyren that alone could be considered a gmar maloch. So memele, it could be the Mishnah that says you need a kviyas of chotzer, or Shabbos, or mekach. That's speaking about something that there's no goyren. Kishuin edluyim could be have a goyren. So if it has a goyren, so mishayivke subasode is sufficient. The kasha was on Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan that did not differentiate, and they said everything needs riyas pnei abayis, afilu something that has a goyren. So memela, so we ask the kasha from the din of kishuyin udluyim mishayivkesu. Afilu b'chidim se machitz matzrichi chotzer. Ule besoif, in the end of the sugya, kimishani, the gemore is mitzadet, iboyis eime, the rabbiane loy mairi elo bezeisim va'anovim. The second teretz in the Gemara is that rabbiane and Rabbi Yochanan are moide, that something that there's a goyren, you don't need riyas pnei abayis. The whole rabbiane and Rabbi Yochanan are speaking about zeisim va'anovim, that there's no goyren. So, lefi ha'emes, afil according to them, riyas pnei abayis was never said by something that has a goyren. So if we will say that kishuyim midluyim have a goyren, so then this kash will not be shver. So that's what Taisvit says. Ula besoif kimim mishani ela bezeisim v'anovim, that only by zeisim v'anovim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai hold in idriyas pnei abayis, so then this kash will be for emphod. Mishani nami pilche dohochem. So could be the, here we're speaking about kishum edluim that has a goyren. So if it has a goyren, so memela there, you do not need riyas pnei abayis. So the Gemara said, no, you're asking a kash, my mishayivkesu. That means mishayivkesu basoda, loy mishayivkesu babayis. So So Taisvi says, Ein leforesh, mishayifkisu asode v'achakach ichnisan labayis. That what the Gemara answered, mishayifkisu babayis, don't say pshat, that it means that there was a pikus besode, and then there was knisa labayis. Belishna lemash mahochi. The Loshem Yishayivkesu Babayis means that the Pikus was in the Bayis. Va'oit, and another reason you can't say that Pshada was as Yivkesu Besod and there was Knisa Babayis, the Porich Ad Sheyivkesu Miboilei. That if it's Babayis, it should have said Ad Sheyivkesu. Perish, the Havimashmed, the Filachnisa Babayis, Einichai Bemeiser Ad Sheyivkesu. That the Gemara says, if it's speaking about the way you said, so it should have said, Ad Sheyivkesu, and Ad Sheyivkesu means that after it entered the bayis, they made pikus. Alma ochi perushoi, mishayivkesu, besoich habayis. The Gemara means that there was knisa lesoich habayis, and then there was yivkesu. The Gemara says, the loshen is not so meduyik. Fine. About al koponim. The Gemara is saying now at Eretz that it is speaking about that there was a Knisa Labayis and the Gemar Meloche was in the Bayis. And so it's no Kasha and Rabbi Yechonah and Rabbi Yanai, there was Riyas Pnei Abayis, and then there was Gemar Meloche. V'teima. So Tosfos asks a Kasha, given the if nisam lebayis koidem gemar takone, if it is speaking about that there was a knisa lebayis before the gemar meloche, amai chayovim, so why are you take chayiv? Maishna mimachnis tvua b'moit shelo. There's a gemore in Mesechtes Psochim that says, if a person brings tfuah into a house, b'moit shelo, that means it still has the psoilus on it, and then in the house you take off the psoilus, the omar Rabbi Yishaya de pota min ha-maisa. Rabbi Yishaya said a yesod that the whole halacha of knisa labayis only applies if it was brought into the bayis afterwards, nigma malachtai. But if you brought it into the bayis, you brought it into the bayis before gemar meloche, afilu you'll make gemar meloche, it's not chayav b'maisa. That's what Rabbi Shaya said. So what's the terrace of the Gemara? The Gemara says that means the pikus was b'bayis. So what does that mean? So it means that the Kishuim Idluim were brought into the bayis before Gemar Meloche, before the Pikus, and the Pikus wasn't the bayis, like Tosfos. So the Rabbi Shaya said, if there's a Rias Pnei Abayis before Gemar Meloche, the Rias Pnei Abayis does not help, and it doesn't become Chayi B'maisa. The Ein Loima. So Tosfos says, the hod, the koma, Rabbi Shaya said such a lotion, that if a person is machnes tvue b'moit shelo, kidei shetehei behemtoi oicheles, that he says, if you're machnes b'moit, uptur min ha-maisa, that was the lotion of Rabbi Shaya, so maybe means, haynu koide miruach. I mean, if you bring it into the house and you won't make Gmar Meloche, so the Behemah can eat because it's for Gmar Meloche. Not that there is a din that it has to enter the bayis after Gmar Meloche. You need Gmar Meloche also. Rabbi Shaya said, if you bring the Tvuah into the house before Gmar Meloche, you don't make Gmar Meloche, the Behemah can still eat. But if you make Gmar Meloche, so Fashteitzach. Then it'll be chay b'maisa because you have riyas pnei abayis plus gmar meloche. So Tosfos says, if that is pshat in Rabbi Shaya, that it means before miruach You bring it into the house and the behemoth can eat. Because it's before Gemar Malach, Dim Kain Einzu Harame. Rabbi Shai said, Marim Odom Betvue Shaloi, Machnisoi Beseicha Bais Bemoit Shaloh. So if you're saying that he didn't make Gemar Malach, so there's no Harame. Before Gemar Malach, the behemoth is allowed to eat. Is the din of Achilas Aroi. Va'oid. It's a false pshat. Rabbi Shai said, if you were nichnas before Gemar Malach, it never will be mechuyev b'maisa. That's them as a pshat. How do I know this? Be'perikame de psochim porich. The Gemara said, Ve'ein sofik moitzi minei vadai. The Gemara said a cloud. If there was a vadai matzev, and now I have a sofik, did this vadai matzev change, or did it not change? So the Gemara says, ein sofik moitzi minei vadai. If there was a vadai matzev, you have no right to assume that there was a change in this vadai matzev. Like the Gemara was we learned in a baraisa, chover shemeis. A chover died, viniach megura malaya peiris, and he left over megura malaya peiris. Afilu hein b'nei yoimam, that means the megura was made the same day, and then he had a heart attack. Arein becheskas mesukonim, chazok al chover, that he's not, Yizicha did not leave over adobo, Sha'ine Mesukim. So the Gemara says, yeah, very good. But if you tell me a klal, ein sofik moitz mi de vadai, as listen, before it was vadai tevo, tell me chazoka, it's not a bill, it's still a sofik. So how is one permitted to rely on this chazoka, which is not a bill, which also has a din of a sofik, if you say that ain't sofik mates me de vadai. Vahohosom de vadai tevel. There, it's vadai tevel. That means, we have vadai tevel. We see it's Gemar Malach and everything. Sofik osrinu. It's a sofik. Did he give my sofik loy osrinu? Because he sofik amaitzi mi day badai. So the Gemara in Psochem asks a kasha, chazoke al chovo is not a vadai. It has a din sofik. And since you're telling me a klal, ein sofik amaitzi mi day badai, so since this is vadai tevel, that's why I see it's mamuruch now. And it's vadai tevel. You say haylat eat it because mestamed the chovo was mafresh maisres. Because he sofik umaitzi midei vadai umishani. So the Gemara says, I got news for you. Hosom sofik v'sofiku. Who says it ever became tevel? The aimer of it, Rabbi Shaya. Maybe he made like Rabbi Shaya, that when he brought it into the house, it was machnis b'maitshalo. See, even though I see now that it's memurach, but it never became pebble. So, hasam sofik v'sofik udeim of it, Rabbi Shaya. If you will say after miruach it becomes a vaday chiyev tevel, my comma. So what does he say? The fellow of it, Rabbi Yishaya, of a hash the shehem memuruchim chayim b'maisa. If you will say that if he brought it in b'moitz and he made gemar malach in the house, it then becomes tevel, so we're back where we started from. So we see klal there was gemar malach. How do we know that there was afrosh of myself? Cheskes chov is only a sofik. My habi becheskes mesukonim. So we see from this gemara that if a person is machnis lesoich abayis before gemar malach, it never becomes tevel. That's what we see from the Gemara. So now Tosfos asks the Kashem. Here it says, when is there a goyren lemaisa? Mishapikes. And Moses says, what does Mishapikes mean? That there was pikes in the bias. So if there was pikes in the bias, that means there was a knise in the bias before pikes. And then the Gemar Malacha was in the bias. So from Rabbi Shaya, you see, if there was a knise le bias before Gemar Malacha, it never becomes Machuyim. And here it says, I said, Goron and Lamaisa. Yesh Loima, so Tosfos says, this klal, that if it entered the bias before Gemar Malacha, it never becomes Machuyim. The Vaday Chitim Usa Oirim. Abishai is speaking about Machnis Odom Tue Bemoit Shalom. So by Tvuim, the Vaday Chitim Usa Oirim Shedakam Lemorchon Besoda Ola Hachnis Lebayis Memorochim. Normally, the miruach is done outside of the bayis. And so if you made a fakel to say that, you were machnesit b'bayis, and then you made miruach, ein mechuyom b'maisa, elim kein rop ne'a bayis b'marochim. Aval kishuyim b'diluyim, yusach nisim b'bayis ima pikos. Kishuyim b'diluyim, there's no seder that you have to do everything before the Knesset Labayis. This is not a pool that falls off by itself. So this you can bring into the bias, and in the bias the perich will start falling off. So that's why even though the pikus was bebayis, it's also considered the Gemar Malach. So the Gemara said, if it is speaking about that the pikus was later, so the lotion is not meduyik. It should have said ad sheif kisu, which means it's mechuyev the maisa after it entered the bayis, and it was pikus. That means not right away. Ad sheif kisu, you need plus knesis rias pnei abayis, you need pikus. That's digduk. V'chein dayek b'soy perik arba misis. Ad shetehei naro einei chayev elo al naro miboile. Now let us just mention what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. There's a machlekes, the Meir and the Chachomim. There's a parsha in the Torah of Nara Hamuroso, Nara Hamuroso Shezinzo. So that is klal. A Nara Hamuroso means not a boigeres. 6 months later passed, and then she was mezana. There's no din of Nara Hamuroso. She had to be a Nara. What's the din by a ktano? If she was mezana bekatnusa, is she also that is, what's the din by if she was mezana bekatnusa? See Chayevskila the boil. What's the din? So the machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says nara v'lo ktano. Nara v'loy boikers. That's what Chameya says. So the whole Chiv Skila is only by a nara, not by a ktana, not by a boikers. The Chomim say nara afilu ktana. Fine. See, my machlok is tanoi. The Mishnah says the Chiv Skila is ad shehei nara amuros. Ad shehei nara. So the Gemara says the Mishnah is going according to Chameya. But says, ad sheyehei naro, till she'll become a naro by stois, there's a man, that she doesn't have a din. That's when she's a ketana. So ad sheyeh nara would seem that not ketana till she'll become a nara. So the Gemara says, so al kochoch, the Mishnah is rameya. Because if the Mishnah is going to the Chachamim, it should have said, ein echayv elo al nara. Ad sheyeh nara means not ketana. So al kaponim, we see the same Mahalach in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Ad means that it first comes later. Ad sheyeh nara, that means till she becomes a nara, she's not a nara marosa, and that she is rameya. And that's what it should have said over here. Ad sheyeh poska mi boiloi, that means it's not sufficient to a speaker's besode, ad sheyeh pikos babayis. Ad means that it's happening later. Vim toima, shili Rabbi Shmuel, pavayde zore. To Omar, there is a shail in the Gemara, when does it have a shame yayin? To Omar Rabbi Kive, mishe yikpe. Now there's a previous tana, I think Rabbi Shmuel, that holds it gets a shame yayin, mishe nichnas leboil. As soon as you derech danovim, and the yayin is nichnas leboil, it gets a shame yayin. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's not enough. You need that the pit should start floating up, which is a later stage. That means after it goes into the bird, the boil, and the pit start floating up. So Rabbi Kiva says, Misha Yikpe. Now, we just have a Gemara that if a Tane is speaking about a later Zman, so then you should say the Mitzvah's Moisev on Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said it gets Hashem Yayin, B'sheyered Leboil. So he should have said, Ad Sheyikper. No, it's not enough, B'sheyered Leboil. Ad Sheyikper. And there it says, M'sheyikper. So, that's the Yisvus Kashi. Ad sheyikve mi boile lafuke mi tanekame doma mi sheyered leboil. So he should have said ad sheyikve. Mishlem dahosam leke lemiti ki hoche. That means here mi sheyipoksu. I don't know when is the pickus. The pickus is besod the babayis. If it means after the knisa labayis, so it should have been clear. He should have said ad sheyipoksu mi boile. Here, you see clearly, the Tanna Kama says, Mishayeret Leboil, and he says, Mishayikpet. No, Sieva Sofek, it means before. Izich, it means after, Sieret Leboil. Now, you have to wait till the pits start floating. So here, if there's no Mokim Litois, I could use a mem, I don't have to say Ad. Ad was only said if there's a Mokim Litois, if I meant a previous man or a latest man, then you have to say Ad. Teretz number one. Teretz number two. Because there's further mandiyama. Nafuki mandiyama. The sanya bosohi. Misheyishla. Misheyishla means when you take it out from the boil. So he's saying he's going on the next tana. You say when you take it out from the boil. He says no. Misheyikpe. Soon it's still in the boil. As soon as the pit starts floating up, it gets Hashem Yai. And why did that Tana say Misha Yishle? Why didn't he say Acha Yishle? Also Lafuki, the next Tana that says Taisis Ben Aboim Yai. So Memele, so they're all using a Loshen Mem because they're being magdim from the next Tana. Nami, I did the Tana Mishayered Leboil. He started Mishayeret, so he's all the zmanim he uses a mem. Even though perhaps al pi digduk it would have been preferable to start saying ad. The Gemara lamaise fieldois, and this is the second teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Biboy yisaim." Let us just see the Gemara for 1 second. כי קומה רבי ינאי בזייסם בנובים דלב נגרנינו, אבל חיתן וסוירן גוירן בהד יקסיבי. So the Gemara in the second Teretz is Machadish, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai that said you need Riyas Pnei Bayis, this is Davke by something which does not have a Goyren. That's Eisim Banovim. Then the Chiyuv Maisa comes with Riyas Pnei Bayis. Something that has a Goyren, like Chitim Asoyrim, so then the Chiyuv Maisa starts before Riyas Pnei Bayis. Zot Teisvis, ki koma rabiane b'seisim v'novim d'olav ne'goyreninu. Zot Teisvis, v'af al gav, v'tiroish v'yitzor k'siv. Zot Teisvis says, when the Pasuk speaks about Maisa, the Pasuk doesn't speak about grapes and olives. The Pasuk speaks about tiroish v'yitzor. Vahainu, and Tirish v'yitzo means la'achar shadolchon lasis yayin v'shemen. And that's the mere pshat in Teisvis is, and pshat in Teisvis kasha is, and by yayin v'shemen, the Ritva says, amur dikeloshin, and I think that's pshat in Teisvis also, ha'banovim ha'oimdois l'schite, Goyren dit hu, heino yekev. Versiv ba'ospecho migolnecho umiyikvecho. So the Ritva says that just like by tvua there is a goyren, and that's kevei lemaisa, is by yayin v'shemen there's a yekev, and that's kevei lemaisa. So now, so Tais says, Amor Nike Kasha. So Mar says like this, Rabbi Yechen and Rabbi Yanni never said you need Riz Pnei Abayis by Chitim Asoirim, because it says Goyrim. It says Goyrim. As soon as you made a Goyrim, it's Chayim B'mais. What are they speaking about? Anovim V'zeisim. Tais and Shodok, Anovim V'zeisim. There's no Posek Pachal that Anovim V'zeisim are Chayim B'mais. You know what's Chai B'maisa? Tirish V'yitzo. And Tirish V'yitzo, that's Yekev. So, just like by Chitim Esoirim, there's a Goyren, by Tirish V'yitzo, there's a Yekev. So when is there a case that you need Riyas Pnei Bayis to make a Chai B'maisa? That's the Chai Tais V'skash. So Tais V'says, Rabbi Yanai Mayri B'she'ein Tatoi L'dochon. Rabbi Yanai that says you need Riyas Pnei Abayis, B'yarti HaKodesh Min Abayis. He's speaking about that a person wants to eat the grapes, he doesn't want to make wine out of the grapes. Ela lo'ich l'kach. V'chayiv la'asa min ha'toyre b'riyas pnei abayis. By zeisim v'anovim, if you want to eat it, there's no goyim, there's no yekev, so there the chiyuv mais is totally b'riyas pnei abayis. Av agav de b'posak lo'y matzina la tirish v'yitz. In fact, this is, where do you see this chiyuv mais by tirish v'yitz, by zeisim v'anovim? And we have to appreciate this v'skasha. Shitas HaToisvis is that all peiris, there's no chiyuv maisris min ha'toyre. Only by Tirish V'yitzor. Tirish V'yitzor, the Gemara, the chiyuv maisr is b'yakev. So, where is there a chiyuv maisr? So Tois says no. The Pasuk says Tirish V'yitzor, so the Pasuk is megala to us that this mean is from the meaning that's chiyuv b'maisris. But it's totally, if you want to drink wine, so then the it's chai b'maisa when it's yekev. And if you want to eat the grapes without drinking wine, so then it's chai b'maisa, meris pnei b'maisa. Avagav de posel le metzina le tirish v'yitzo. Aval Dagon in Regilis la ochloi bishibolim, but Dagon, you don't eat it bishibolim with the psoilis. You make a goyim first, you make a meruah first. Kachlam chayv la'asa ela atshen nismarach. So that's the end of the previous sugi. Now we'll start next sugi. Zog de Gemara weiter. Ashkechon Odom b'mechuber, the middle of the Yomit, we find that a poyel eats b'mechuber. That means the posik says, Kisovei b'komas chayecho v'kotavta melilois b'yodecho. So, what is it speaking about? It's speaking about a poyel that went into Yenim's field, we by the Gmar Meloche, that means Bekomas Chayecho, we're cutting the Tvue. So that's what he's doing, Meloche B'mechubah, he's cutting the Tvue. So when he cuts the Mechubah, the din is, Katafta Malilois, you're allowed to eat. So we see a poyel is allowed to eat when he's working B'mechubah. Kisavoy bekamas reyecha, kisavoy bekerem reyecha v'chalta novim. So speaking about, he's working by a bishas, a betzire of a kerem, a ktzire of a koma. So then it says, after malilis v'chalta novim, that's where the pasuk says, a poel has a schus achila. Vishayr betolosh. We see a behemah has a schus achila leisachsem shayr bedishay. Now what is dishay? Dishay means that it's threshing the food, the kernels. So that's tolosh already. So it's working on a double tolosh. Adam betolosh minola. How do we know if a person is working bedovo tolosh, he has a schus achila? So the Gemara says, kal v'choyma mishayr, u'mashayr sheinei oichel b'mechubo, oichel b'tolosh, ashayr is not oichel b'mechubo, is oichel b'tolosh, odom sheoichel b'mechubo, so we learn out a kal v'chayma. Now, this Gemara is shreklach shver, because when we're going to finish the Gemara, we're going to see that a shayr is oichel b'mechubah. A shayr is b'mechubah also, so what's the kal v'chayma? Taisus has problems with this Gemara, but Rashi says, let us see Rashi, shayr b'tolosh leisachsim shayr b'dishay. Sheina oichel b'mechubah, kloima le'ashkechen le'behedye. Amor dikarashi. That means, this alone, that the Torah spoke about a behemah, it eats tolush, we're gonna have limudim, that it can eat mechubah also. That's limudim. But befeirish, it doesn't say it can eat mechubah. And Adam, it says, Beferish, you can eat Mechubah. So an Adam is more chomer than a behemah, because by an Adam says, Beferish, he eats Mechubah, Kisovi becomes Chayecho. A behemah doesn't say Beferish, can have limudah, but it doesn't say Beferish. This gufa is a chayma. It's very interesting to understand such a chayma, even though halachically, we're going to see that behemah eats b'mechubah, but it doesn't say b'feirish. So this goof is a chayma. I wanted to tell too, I saw lessons at Tosfos in Yume. The Gemara in Yume Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, it's a Tosfos in Masel Rebbe. The Gemara in Yume has a shaila. In the Parshas Atomid, the Parshas Atomid speaks about the Nesochim of the Tomid. V'niskay revi yisehin lakebes ha'echad. Now, if we look in the parsha, the parsha starts off as follows. Kvosem min neishonos mimim, shnayim layoim eilosom. Esakeves echo tase baboike, esakeves hasheni tase beinaboy. So where are we up to now? Sakeves hasheni. Talking about the keves hasheni, the keves beinaboy. Then we go further. Viniskoi. Which keves are we speaking about? Is a machlokes tanoim. One Tana says we're speaking about the keves hasheni. You have to hold cheshbon. It's a keves hasheni v'niska. We're talking about, so that we learn out there's a din nisochim by the keves hasheni. How do you know there's a din nisochim by the keves harishain? Also, as we learn out the rishain from the sheni. So the pasuk is speaking about the keves hasheni, we learn out. There's another Tana that says fakel. V'niska is speaking about the keves harishain. And how do we know the Keves Hasheni? We learn out the Keves Hasheni, the Keves Hasheni. Like Toisves, among the Kekashim, in the Machloikis Tanoim, if the Niske is speaking about the Keves Hasheni, the Keves Hasheni. But Lamaise, we learn out both Vosim, both Tamidim need Nesochim. So what's the nafkamina if the Niske is going on the Keves Hasheni, you learn out the Keves Hasheni. This is Taisvus Akasha. So Taisvus says, ooh, there's a Mordek Nafkamina. You know what? What if you only possess Nisochim for one Tomit? Which Tomit should you use it for? So you know what you do? So Taisvus says, you look what the Pasuk is speaking about. If the Pasuk is speaking about the Keves Harishin, you use these Nisochim for the Keves Harishin. The Pasuk is speaking about the Keves Hasheni, you use Nisochim for the Keves Hasheni. So we see a Moirdik Ezach from Taisvus. Please. But Labai said, both to me, they need Nisochim. But there's a difference. One Tomid, the Pasuk said Beferish. The other Tomid, the Pasuk didn't say Beferish. So we see if the Pasuk did not say Beferish is a Kula, it's a Kula Laloche. So perhaps with this we can understand Rashi. So Rashi is saying that we're making a Kal V'chaimah, that Madoch Odo, that the Torah said Beferish, he eats B'mechuba. Mimadach Bahima, that the Torah doesn't say Beferish, he eats B'mechuba. And that she eats betolish. Odom that the Torah said beferish, she eats mechubah, she eats betolish. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so you're telling me that Odom has a chayma over shayr. Ma'ala shayr, she came out of mitzubah al chsimosai. I'll show you there's a chayma of shayr over Odom. There's a lav leisachsim shayr bedishay. If you chaysim the shayr, there's a lav. Taima ba'odom shiyata mitzuv al chsim osay. So memele, so could be that the chayma of tolish was only said by shayr, because shayr is a chayma mitzuv al chsim osay. So the Gemara says, V'yodom mitzuv al chsim osay. No, adarabba, let it odom be mitzuv al chsim osay. Mikal v'choyma mishayr. Oma asher shiata mitzuv alach yoysay, ata mitzuv al chsim osay. Odom shata mitzuv alach yoysay, ein edin shata mitzuv al chsim osay. So memele, so it could be this choyma odom also possesses. Omar Kros, the Gemara says, no, the Pasuk says, Kenavshecha, Kenavshe Yishal Poyel, Ma, that the Poyel is just like the Bailam, Ma Navshe, just like by the Bailam, Im Chasam Taipota, A Poyelim Chasam Taipota, so Memele, so there's no Issach Sime by Adam. So Ibazoi, we're back where we started from, so, you're telling me that Odom is more chomer than Shoyer because it says Beferish
says Befeirish Mechuba, and Sher does say Befeirish Mechuba, but Sher is a different Chaim. Ela Adam Betolosh Minalon, a Makro, Koma, Koma, Base Po'omim, in Einoi, Inyin, La Adam Bemechuba, Tininin, La Adam Betolosh. So the Gemara learns out from the Yito Loshen of Komet, says twice in the Pasuk, Yisovi v'komas chayecha, v'chermesh loisonif al komas chayecha. So even though Koma means mechuba, but mimeine inyin la'odam b'mechuba, t'neyu inyin la'odam b'tolosh. Rabbi Ami Omar, Odom betolosh loitzorich ka. You don't need a pasuk that a poel has a schus when he's working betolosh. Why? Tziv ki savoy bekerem reyecha. The pasuk is speaking about a poel who is working in a kerem. Now, when poelim work in a kerem, there are two types of poelim. There are poelim that are boitzer the anovim, and then there are poelim that take out the anovim from the kerem. So the first poelim are working b'mechuba. The second poelim are working b'tolosh. And the pasuk doesn't say what they're doing. Kisavi b'kerem ayachas min vada poel. Mi lo yaskinu shesochei lekatev. If they were hired to carry out anovim, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shata mitzuvah lach yoysoi, v'cheyach icha imach. Koma koma ki sovei b'komas chayecha, al komas chayecha, l'katev losa is anovim, v'chavei rov boitzrim.